Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Good morning, everybody. And just in case you're just coming on, my name is Angie App. I'm a registered Lilydale medium. This is Spiritual Discoveries with Angie and Friends. And my friend today is Susie Rosinski, Qigong master, healer. I mean, so many other things that you do as well, right? Yeah. I know. Isn't that something? Like, spirit definitely guides us, don't you think? Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to ask you in a second. So everybody, this is great. Oh, look at that, Susie. I don't know if you can see the comments, but everybody, I love it. You know, write in, say hi, tell us where you're from. We love that. And also, too, Susie's going to take your questions as well. So if you have questions about Qigong, we're going to talk about animal healing. We're going to talk about healing of people. We're going to talk about her new center, Awaken, lots of good stuff. So hi, Donna. Hi. Oh, Marianne. Hi, Marianne. And then Alice from Houston, Texas. That's the thing about this electronic stuff. We can connect with people from so far away, right? Yeah. Hi, Amanda from Franklinville. I love going. Franklinville is a great spot. And there's my friend Grace. Hi, Grace. Okay. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. We're glad you're here. So while people are getting on, I just want to ask you. Oh, here's Sharon from Oklahoma. Hello. You love Qigong? That's good to hear, right, Susie? Me too. And so, Susie, I'm just going to ask you, what's your favorite thing about Lilydale? Mm-hmm. Yes. And don't you feel that the minute you drive through the gate? Yeah. Yep. It's like I always feel that every single time. And it never changes. It's always that way. Always. Yeah. And, you know, you mentioned like the houses. I love the houses. But also the gardens. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen rhododendrons grow the way they grow in Lilydale. Yeah, pretty awesome. So, okay, hi Donna. Okay, I wanted to talk about Lilydale for a minute because we should talk about Lilydale. Everybody, Lilydale season is, I think it's June 23rd this year, so it'll be here before we know it. I can't wait. I can't wait to get down there. So Susie, I want you to tell everybody about you. So you're a little bit about your journey. Like, how did it start? How did you get into Qigong? How did you get into animal healing? Did you when you were younger? Wow. 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 Yeah. Wait. Did they look at acupuncture? Did they? Really? Wow. So you can do acupuncture on a pet? I didn't know that. And will the pet like lay there like a dog or something? Yeah. Yeah. Really? So he just kind of was blissed out and all relaxed? Funny how animals talk. It's funny how animals talk to us, right? Yeah. Okay, keep telling your story. I wanted to ask that though about the acupuncture because I didn't know you could do that on an animal. What is acupressure? Do you mean is that like energy points on your body? Okay. Like the main ones, like chakras and things, or? Okay. Wait, what is that? I'm going to go explain. I don't know. I kind of know what that means. Right. Oh, that's, you're talking about like the matrix, like that's kind of our energy centers and the meridians and the energy points. So that's kind of, you're saying that that's kind of how you're doing the acupressure. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's exciting. That's okay. So you see is your energy. And so when you do acupressure, like, is that like where you're pressing on parts or you're kind of working in the energetic field? Okay. Wow. Okay. So you're saying like all of this, and I know that you do this on animals because I remember that you had a class for teaching people how to do Reiki on animals at my center, Santosha. Yes. And yes. Talk about those classes. Do you still teach those? Really? I knew you did it. And I think the day you did it from Santosha, I couldn't go. But do you sit like kind of out? I mean, obviously you're not in the cage, but you're outside the cage, like certain animals, and you guys just sit and meditate? Wow. You can tell, like, do they calm down or do they? Wow, that's beautiful. Yeah, that's beautiful. You know, it's funny because when I meditate, like every morning I meditate, and my dog immediately, whatever she's doing, she comes over and sits in my lap and stays the whole time. And it's almost like she can tell when I'm done because she gets up and goes back to whatever playing or bone she was chewing or whatever. It's amazing. That's pretty awesome. I remember you said, because I remember when you taught Qigong at Santosha, you had me bring my two dogs in. They remember they were the practice ones, and one was kind of good. The other one kept running around. Remember? Yeah. But I remember like you said that they kind of, you can tell how long an animal needs the healing because they would lay down and then when they were done, they'd walk away. They were done. Yeah. Lay down, for God's sakes, right? Yeah. 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 Thank you. That's pretty amazing. You know, just for everybody that's on, can anybody do this? Like if you're not trained in Reiki, can you still like send healing to your animal? Like, what can you do if your animal seems a little off, or you can tell they're not feeling well? What can anybody do? In your hand. Okay. Okay. I agree. I always say that to my students. If you do a message and you're connecting from your heart, you cannot go wrong, because it's coming from that place of love and kindness. And that's the same thing. So you're saying just kind of focus on your heart, right? Yeah. It is. It is. And we don't always think that, do we? Yeah. 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 What? Go ahead. Yeah. 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 And a smile, like you said, too, you know, I mean, and you just feel better when you smile, you know, and I always feel a smile is healing. If you just, I remember, especially when we didn't have to wear masks anymore, and I went to Target, you know, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I can walk right seeing people's faces. And I smiled at everybody and they smiled back, and it was beautiful, you know? Yeah, I love that. So Mary says, unconditional love heals everything. Oh, I agree. I agree. Nikki said, I'm not trained in Reiki. I've listened to my ancestors and everything comes from love. Wow, this is awesome. Yeah. Let's see. Joy is the emotion of the heart. Yes, totally agree with that too. Yeah. Oh, this is awesome. Animals move with chi. You know, I remember when I was first kind of on my journey, and I'd gone to a class at Fellowships of the Spirit, and we learned a little bit about energy healing. And at the time I had a Cocker Spaniel, and she had jumped off the couch, and her, you could tell she was kind of limping. And I had read that that's something that can happen to Cocker Spaniels, and they can hurt themselves and wind up paralyzed. So I remember thinking, I took her to the vet and they said, watch her. And then I thought, you know what? I just learned this energy healing thing. I'm going to do it. So I started to, and I did just what you said. I went to my heart, to that place of love, you know, and I always feel that white light, that, you know, coming down and kind of going to my heart and coming out my hands. And she laid with me, and every day I did it, and she'd lay for 5 minutes, sometimes maybe 10, whatever. And I could feel like the energy kind of shift. And I would say after 2 weeks of doing that, the vet said, she's going to go down. You know, you have to expect this to get worse. And it didn't. It didn't. Like after I did that, she never had the problem again, lived to be at about 14, you know. 14. Yeah, so it's pretty amazing. Yeah. So you teach classes, but you also, like, if somebody wanted a healing on their pet, do you do that too? Okay. Yeah. In the energy, that's true of any illness or anything, right, that happens with people too. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. That's a great visualization. I never thought of that. But you're right, though. Dan, so go ahead. So what do we do? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and stop, because then when you go back, you're kind of almost putting the dam back in place. And you know what I think? I mean, I've done that plenty of times in my life, right? Right? You start something, and then you kind of slide back after a couple of weeks, and you have to keep going. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That makes good sense. Yeah, yeah. But otherwise, it's come from your heart and come from love. And just kind of keep on. Like, I remember with my dog, I did that, and I put my hand on her back, you know. And sometimes she didn't let me put it on her back. So maybe she needed it other places. She'd keep moving. And I would just put my hand there and kind of close my eyes and just feel like I'm sending her love, I'm sending her healing. And honestly, it worked. So here we have my dog, Donna. My dog lived to be 18 and my cat 17 because of the Reiki I gave them in their later years. That's excellent. That's true. So let's talk about Qigong. Okay. So I love talking about, and I want to hear all about your training, and you've done so much with Qigong. What is Qigong for anybody who doesn't know? Okay. Really? Okay. You did. That was your first class? So you were all like in a group with that many people and all in doing movements? Okay. Wow. And you were using them like for years, all the time, had to have them. And you weren't even intentionally, it's like you just kind of noticed, I don't need this as much as I did. Wow. Really? Wow, yeah, that's exciting. That's exciting, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So chi is energy, right? Okay. And so, say like, and I know because I took some classes in Qigong also. And it is, it's like opening up your energy or bringing more chi in. Is that kind of what we're doing? Okay. Oh, okay. So you're like, I remember like a move where it was, I think we went, but go down on the ground and gather up the chi and then kind of bring it. And you could feel it. Like you can feel, if you do an energy ball, right, you can feel it. Yeah. And then bring it down. You're right. And then we did movements. Yeah. And the movements are kind of fun. Like I did one. I remember one that was I don't know what it was called, but you went like this and kind of like, I remember that the instructor said, be like a child, you know, and let your arms kind of be like ropes and just bounce around. And I'm like, wow, I love doing this. And you felt fantastic after you got done. Do you know, you probably know that move. Yes. Yeah. Be like a child and have fun. Because you know what, right? And when you watch little kids, I love driving around in the summer or walking around because little kids will be dancing and playing hopscotch and they're so filled with joy. And then we become responsible adults and we forget about that part of us. It's still there, right? Oh, my gosh. All right, you guys, I'm going to put up Susie's website. Let me just figure out how to do this here. I'm becoming more technical every day. There we go. So www.westernnewyorkqigong.com, but WNYQIGONG.com. And that's your website. Okay. You are? Oh, you're doing that in Lilydale? Oh, my gosh. Wait, Reiki for animals. Okay. You guys, I'm going to put up a banner right now so you know. I'm making a banner, but I will also look it up after the show, and it'll be in comments so you'll know Susie's classes. Oh, I didn't know you were doing that. Okay, that's excellent too. All right, hang on a minute. Wait, so that's medical Qigong? Okay. Excellent. So what is medical? Because I know you started to study with Master Zhang. I wanted to talk about him because you bring him over here all the time and he's teaching classes and doing, from what I've seen, some pretty amazing healings. I said that wrong. Wow. Oh. Wow. Really? Wow. Isn't it, I just have to say, it's so funny how we wind up, like, would you have ever thought that you were going to wind up in China studying Qigong 5 years before you did? You did. You just, I know, I do that too. Like, here we go. What am I doing now? I don't know, right? Yeah. So how was that to go to China? So you studied with Master in China. And that's how you learn Qigong. Part of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you go do the fasting on the mountain and all that too? You did. You did. Wow. Yeah. So meditation, so that's an important part of this too, right? Yeah. Because that connects you to right directly. Is that why? Yeah. So you're meditating. Can we do that? Can we, like, how could I do that? Come to one of your classes, right? For sure. But is there like a quick, like a hint? Okay. And that's going to bring in that other energy and help us kind of get more in balance. Because that's important too, right? That we, as you're saying that we want to move things through and not hold on to things. And I think so often, maybe we don't process, I don't know why, but I do it. I feel like we hold on to things. Yeah, let it go. Yeah, and change is like you can guarantee we're going to have change. That's always going to be the way it is. So Susie, so medical Qigong. So all right, so you teach this and you offer sessions. Mhm. Because it's more specific, right? Yeah. Okay. 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 So you're not giving them your chi. Are you bringing in chi, like channeling it somehow? How does that work? Okay. Wouldn't you say all energy healing it's all connected, right? But it's different tools or different ways you do it, but it's really kind of coming from that main place, right? Yeah. Yeah, that's important. Yeah, talk. And also, you know what? I wanted to say this too. Like somebody they come to you, but it's not to not go to a doctor, right? It's go to a doctor, and then you do this also. Like you use anything that's out, you know, a resource. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's like you're doing the other part. And I'll just give you an example. I have rheumatoid arthritis. And I remember when I went to the doctor and they discovered I had it. And he said, well, here's a prescription. Here's the medicine. And I said, okay, well, I'm grateful to have that because I was at the time I was in a lot of pain. But I said, aren't we going to aren't we going to try to build me up or something, or try to figure out like what's the imbalance in my body that got, why did I get this? And he said, no, you'll, don't worry, just take the medicine. And that didn't make any sense to me. Correct. And how to bring in that chi, like almost where I could see it's like, okay, so my chi is down. And I did do things like Qigong and all that helped me tremendous in energy healing. But it kind of got me, I felt like it, and I didn't think of it this way, if you said it, but it's like it brought in more chi that my body needed to help me get more balanced. And I think that made the difference. And I took the medicine, you know, but I felt like what helped me was mixed, was both. Well, I'll tell you what, I did that, and I went to the doctor. Well, I went to the doctor and I said, I'm gonna stop taking this one medicine. And he said, no. And I said, here's what I'm doing. Can we try? And I had a doctor that said, yes, let's gradually take you off. Promise me if you're not doing better, you'll go back on it. I gradually went off and didn't have to go. I'm still on some meds, but not like I was. So. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Let me just say real quick here, Mary Trevino, I think Mary, you must be a Qigong healer or Reiki or something, because you're right. She's saying opens the meridians both, that it's wise that you put the safety. You get out of it exactly what you put into it, and sometimes a little bit more. Very true. Correct, yeah. And then Jean is saying, I'm new to this. I don't totally understand. I do need healing. Yeah. Confused. Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right. Oh my gosh. That makes total. Yeah. I love your analogies that you have. That's a good one, but you're right. You want to open up the windows and doors, and that's going to let things go. And then you can bring back in the good energy. And really that's what Qigong is it's letting go, bringing new energy and putting your body back into balance. Yeah. So if somebody gets a session with you, that's what you're doing, is you're getting rid of the old and then bringing in the new. Yeah. What did you say? Strengthening. Re-energizing, yeah. And you can feel that. Like when you have an energy healing or you do the Qigong movements, you can feel it. Like, you know, and I haven't done it in a while, but I used to do like certain ones like every single day. And probably that helped a lot with the RA, and I stopped, and I need to get back to it because I felt fantastic. So it's different for everybody. Why? Because they're connected to different things like in nature and the environment. Yeah, yeah. Oh, you mean different problems health-wise and things too? Really? Wow. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. You know what I want to ask you, because I want to ask you a couple of things before, because the hour goes by fast. So if somebody wants to, like, go to one of your classes, or somebody wants to have a session with you, whether it's themselves or for their animal, they can go on your website, www.wnyqigong.com, right? And everything is there. I know you have a lot, yeah. Now, let me ask you this. If somebody lives away, can they connect with you? Do they have to see you in person, or can you do this from a distance? Okay. Okay, excellent. Actually, somebody just, let's see. Mary wants to know, do you do feng shui session? Yeah. I had her on, Linda Elson, actually a few weeks ago. Yeah. So in our area, we have Linda Elson for feng shui, and we have Susie for qigong, right? And healing. So, but that's good. You know, and I think, like, when we're talking about distance, I've done distance, you know, sent energy, and I've had it sent to me. It's amazing how it works. It's the same. Yeah. So, okay. So you have classes coming up in Lilydale. So you have two or three, you said, classes. That's excellent. Excellent. And then you teach also at Awaken. Talk about Awaken a little bit. That's your new center that I see you at a lot. Are you? Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, I forgot you. Is that on the website, too? Yeah. Yeah, another excellent tool, which is great. So that's so funny. I know Carol Ruth, too, and so you're related. And then one thing led to another, and before you knew it, there you were working there, and you just had the Great Awaken Conference, right? Yeah. I know. Excellent. I know. I know. I was so excited when I saw it. I know. Not right now, probably. Well, you have to. You got to take care of you too. So I got to ask you: is there a tip or a movement or something you could give us, all of us, Qigong wise, or something to help us stay balanced every day? Tap on the thymus. Okay. 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 Oh, really? Really? Okay. And if you, so you're gonna be more balanced and have better health if you just do this for 2 minutes every day. I love that. And I love the sound. I love that. I love that. Yeah. Excellent. I love it. Oh my gosh. Everybody, I want to say thank you so much, Susie, for joining us today. This was excellent. I love talking to you. I learned so much, and you're a joy to talk to. Thank you. And everybody that came on today to watch with us, we appreciate that you took time out of your morning to hang out with Susie and me. So join me again next week, next Friday. And my guest is going to be Mark Thomas from Fellowships of the Spirit. So, yeah, thank you. Everyone say, oh, let's see. Okay.